Those concerns about the long-term future of their own industry impelled some timber industry representatives and foresters in the early 1990s to launch discussions with environmental and social organizations and associations of indigenous peoples. In 1993, those discussions resulted in the formation of an international nonprofit organization called the Forest Stewardship Council, which is headquartered in Germany and funded by businesses, governments, foundations, and environmental organizations. The FSC's original tasks were threefold: to draw up a list of criteria of sound forest management, then to set up a mechanism for certifying whether any particular forest satisfied those criteria, and finally, to set up another mechanism for tracing product from a certified forest through the supplier chain all the way to the consumers, so that a consumer could know whether the paper, chair, or board that he or she was buying in a store and that carried the FSC logo actually came from a soundly managed forest. The first of those tasks resulted in the formulation of 10 detailed criteria of sound and sustainable forest management. The next task was to establish a process for ascertaining whether the management of a given forest meets those criteria. The FSC does not certify forest itself. Instead, it accredits forest certification organizations. An owner or manager of a forest contracts with a certification organization for an inspection and pays for the audit without any advance guarantee of a favorable outcome. The certifier's response after the inspection is often to impose a list of preconditions that must be met before approval, or to grant provisional approval based on a list of conditions that must be met before use of the FSC label will be permitted. It should be emphasized that the initiative in getting a forest certified must always be taken by the owner or manager. The certifiers do not go around inspecting forests uninvited. The remaining step was to document what is called the chain of custody, or paper trail, by which wood from a tree cut in Oregon ends up as a board offered for sale in a store in Miami. For the ultimate consumer to have confidence that the board she is buying really came from a tree in a certified forest, intermediate suppliers must keep certified and non-certified materials separate, and auditors must certify that every intermediate supplier is actually doing that. Only about 17% of the products from certified forests end up bearing the FSC's logo in a retail store. The other 83% get commingled with non-certified products along the chain. Certifying the chain of custody sounds like, and really is, a big pain in the neck, but it is essential. Do enough members of the public really care about environmental issues for FSC certification to help sell wood products? And would they be willing to pay a little more for an FSC-labeled product? These questions were put to the test in an experiment carried out at two Home Depot stores in Oregon. Each store set up two nearby bins containing plywood pieces of the same size. The plywood in one bin carried the FSC label, and the plywood in the other bin didn't. When the cost was the same, FSC-labeled plywood outsold unlabeled plywood by more than 2-to-1. When the labeled plywood cost 2% more than the unlabeled plywood, most customers preferred the cheaper product. But nevertheless, a large minority, 37%, still proceeded to buy the labeled product. Thus, much of the public really does weigh environmental values in its purchasing decisions, and a significant fraction of the public is willing to pay more for those values. The list of big businesses that participated in the initial formation of the FSC, joined on the board of directors, or committed themselves more recently to FSC goals includes some of the world's largest producers and sellers of timber products. Among U.S.-based companies are Home Depot, Lowe's, Kinko's, Collins Pine and Kane Hardwoods, Gibson Guitars, and Anderson Corporation. Major participants outside the U.S. include Tembec and Domtar, two of Canada's largest forest managers, Sainsbury's, the second-largest United Kingdom supermarket chain, and Swedish-based IKEA. These and other businesses all embrace the FSC because they saw it as advancing their economic interests, but they reached that conclusion through varying combinations of push and pull. The push is that some of these firms were targets of campaigns by environmental groups dissatisfied with company practices. For instance, Home Depot was pressured by the Rainforest Action Network. As for the pull factor, companies recognize many opportunities for maintaining or increasing their sales to an increasingly discerning public. In defense of Home Depot and other companies whose motivation included some pushing, they understandably had to move cautiously while making changes in the network of suppliers that they had built up over many years. Home Depot is now pressuring its suppliers in Chile and South Africa to adopt FSC standards. Another potent force behind the spread of FSC-labeled products in the U.S. is the Green Building Standard, known as LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. This code rates the environmental design and use of materials in the construction industry. An increasing number of American state governments and cities give tax credits to companies adopting high LEED standards, and many American government buildings projects require companies involved in the project to follow LEED standards. The forest certification movement has spread rapidly around the world since the FSC's launching in 1993, to the point where at present there are certified forests and chains of custody in about 64 countries. The area of certified forests now totals 156,000 square miles, of which 33,000 are in North America. The countries in which the highest percentages of forest products sold are FSC-labeled are the United Kingdom, where about 20% of all wood sold is FSC-certified, and the Netherlands. The effectiveness of the Forest Stewardship Council has received the ultimate compliment from logging companies opposed to it. They have set up their own competing certification organizations with weaker standards. These include the Sustainable Forestry Initiative in the U.S., set up by the American Forest and Paper Association, the Canadian Standards Association, and the Pan-European Forest Council. The effect, and presumably the purpose, is to confuse the public. All of these knockoffs differ from the FSC in that they do not require independent third-party certification, but they permit companies to certify themselves. I'm not joking.